You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't? It is a very common circumstance. Let me say that again. It is a very common circumstance where a person feels that they have no good alternatives. Is there a way out of this trap? Is there a solution? Well, of course there is. We have a unique perspective with the solutions that you may not have considered before. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, can you give us some examples of damned if you do and damned if you don't?
I think the best example that I can come up with is a movie example.
Okay.
And people have laughed at me about, because this is my favorite movie, but it's called Joe Versus a Volcano. And it was with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Correct.
And it was, it was produced by Steven Spielberg. Anyway, so there was a lot of big names in it, but it was kind of a loser at the box office. It's 30 years old.
Okay.
But here's a situation, and it's a perfect representation of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Joe was a loser in a nowhere job, and he worked in this basement office. His boss was the classic jerk, and the secretary told him that they had run out of catalogs. It was Joe's job to tell his boss to order the catalogs, but his boss wouldn't let Joe input those catalog orders into the computer. So, but it was Joe's responsibility to make sure that he always had enough catalogs.
Okay.
And so the secretary told the boss, well, they'd run out of catalogs. So when the boss found out, he went in and chewed out Joe. And Joe said, well, I told you 3 weeks ago. I told you 2 weeks ago. And his response was, well,
the boss's response.
Did you tell me last week? Whatever he was going to say, it wasn't going to good enough.
It wasn't going to be good enough. Exactly.
And so it was Joe's fault because he didn't ask him enough times to make sure they didn't run out of catalogs. Of course, the boss didn't think it was his responsibility.
Right.
Classic. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay.
And whether you've been at work, whether you've been at school, whether you've been in a relationship.
Correct.
Now, this never happens with my sweetheart, but it happens often in marriage,
right.
With family. So here's damned if you do, damned if you don't is about power.
Mm.
When someone or a group wants to have power over another, they set up damned if you do, damned if you don't, rock in a hard place. These are all a couple different ways of saying it.
Exactly.
Situations.
Okay.
And, you know, bosses taking credit for their employees' work, parents trying to teach their children humility by constantly criticizing them so they can never be successful.
Yes.
You know, one of the best examples
in my life,
okay, is Army boot camp.
Yes.
The drill sergeant said, drop down and give me 10. And it was never fast enough. It was
never good enough. Yes.
You know, and all during boot camp, it was just kind of that way, you know, and
right,
it was set up to be that way. So they break it down and they build you up. So anyways, but it was a classic damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Right. Right.
There's also a basis for damned if you do, damned if you don't in decision-making.
Right. Oh, yeah. To me, that's one of the biggest ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you have option A or option B, or multiple options. There's a false belief that if only you pick the right solution, then everything will work out okay.
Well,
and it's one of the biggest false beliefs
that there is.
Wives' tales.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I
wanna, urban myths.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to say, and it's probably at the wrong time, but I want to say I've learned since I've been using the ecosystem approach, there's never just one situation, never two situations.
Or two alternatives.
Or two alternatives. Oftentimes there's many more or certain choices of each one of those. Meaning one, two, three, four, five, how many ever choices that you have. And the irony to me is that until I started using the ecosystem approach, I had no idea that there was even more than one choice that would make a difference.
Because you grew up in a frame where it was constantly damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Constantly.
And you realize when you said, it's probably the wrong time to bring this up.
Yeah.
You were setting up your own
damned if you do, damned if you don't. Exactly.
Anyways, just an example. You've heard it here first, by the way,
of what, of what you've been taught.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So the basis for damned if you do, damned if you don't in decision making,
okay,
of course, is the one that's one right solution.
Okay. Right. That's, by the way, no.
There, and so there's a couple responses to that.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is there are very few situations, and you just said it, that there's absolutely one way.
Correct.
There's always multiple ways.
Correct.
Second, the best way is often based on an assessment of the current situation, which is constantly changing.
Correct.
You know, energy changes, things change in this world today. Everything's changing
all the time.
So if you have two alternatives and you make an assessment, it may be based on information that was old.
Okay.
That's not relevant anymore.
Okay. Okay.
And then third, the best decision is often determined by the way the decision is implemented. People forget that.
That is one of the biggest things of all, for the simple fact of when you implement something, oftentimes we use our training, just like I did a minute ago, about, well, it's probably not the best time, but that was my training to present something that way.
You know, and one of the best examples that I can think of.
By the way, I can see his little brain working right now.
You know, when I was in college and take a girl off for a date,
and it's
you know, at the end of the date and it's time to kiss her.
Yes.
The implementation is everything. You know,
okay.
I remember in Hitch. Remember in Hitch, the movie Hitch?
I do.
He was trying to teach him how to kiss the girl goodnight. And he didn't get it.
He didn't.
And so, you know, you're supposed to, he was trying to tell him that you're supposed to lean in, but then let the girl come the other way.
Yes. Yes. Lean in 50% and let the girl come.
But instead he just puckered up and waited, you know, and if you're watching this, you can see the pucker, but you know, if you're not, just imagine the pucker,
right?
The implementation was everything in that situation.
And by the way, it was a bad implementation.
Yes,
absolutely.
But even in that situation, it worked out.
It did.
So if you watch the movie Hitch,
that's Hollywood, but that's a whole nother thing. So, you know, I see that damned if you do, damned if you don't, nobody is immune to it. I just want to say that.
Yes.
And what we're trying to help you with today is to understand that the ecosystem approach helps you personally with damned if you do, damned if you don't, because it enables you, once you start removing negative energy from your personal story and who you are, what happens is that the clarity that you gain opens up the view of, I'm going to say it this way, what's right and what's not right.
You know, in every situation, every person is different.
Yes.
And that's what makes it different. And that's what you have to understand.
Yes.
It's really about you.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people go crazy with preparation to ensure that success. So they want to make sure that every possible way that this solution
outcome could be
screwed up
is
covered, so they have an alternative.
Right.
That can make you crazy. And if you're crazy, that craziness, the anxiety, the frenzy, being stressed out.
And by the way, that keeps you from the clarity that you need. That's one of the reasons to use the ecosystem approach.
And it's because that's part of the implementation then.
Yes.
So you're trying to cover all your bases and then you're crazy and stressed.
Exactly.
And, you know, you that stress will sabotage a good implementation.
Right. Yes.
So bad outcomes come from bad, negative, powerless energies.
Well, and you're talking about the power that people are using.
The energy. And whether they're using it with power or not.
Exactly. Yes. But you know, the best thing that we know of, and by the way, we've had a little bit of experience in life, is to change the energy.
It makes a huge difference. It
truly, truly, truly does.
So we're going to talk about some more about this. So you ready? Shall we?
Exactly. So Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Examples of damned if you do, damned if you don't are everywhere, include when others seek to have power over you.
And that's a huge thing. That's that boss or yes. that parent situation. Yes.
The decision-making, damned if you do, damned if you don't, is based on a false belief that the right decision brings the best outcome. We've never seen that to be the case in this energy world. Over-preparation does not overcome damned if you do, damned if you don't. Change the energy. Clear the negative energy for the best outcome.
Right.
It's not about making sure that no possible bad thing will happen. Clear the bad energy to ensure that no bad thing will happen.
And I want to say, when you know your story, when you understand your own story, what happens is that there's a clarity that happens, and it's a whole lot easier to clear the negative energy or the trainings that you've had. It really helps.
Yes. And the ecosystem approach was created to help everyone have refined intuition and the ability to work with all these energies of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about damned if you do and damned if you don't, when it's not about a particular situation, but is systemic and happens within a structure. Oh. Now that's going to be interesting. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the Be Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Get empowered TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about damned if you do and damned if you don't when it's not about a particular situation, but it's systemic and what happens within a structure. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what do you mean by systemic damned if you do and damned if you don't energy?
It's when it's baked in to every single interaction and it's often power-based.
Okay.
So let me give you some examples.
Oh, please do.
Again, this army stuff, you know, I can't help it. But
alert everyone. Yes.
When I was in the army, people, officers that came from West Point, considered to be like the Ivy League of the armed services.
Meaning the top of the line.
Yes. Okay. And so if you came from West Point, you had more street cred automatically when you walked in the door than if you just came from regular college. Okay. You know, these baked in damned if you do, damned if you don't can be based on gender, color, college background, type of degree. It's limitless.
Okay.
So going back to the Army, when in the Army, attending like jump school or ranger school was considered elite.
Yes.
But women, by definition, it wasn't until just recently that they allowed women in ranger school, and it's not an easy place for women.
No, it's
now, army. In the army, physical toughness was often revered, as opposed to intellectual smarts.
Right.
And you know, I was in military intelligence. There were a lot of women that were really smart.
Sure.
You know, figuring out puzzles, learning languages,
right,
that sort of thing was part of military intelligence. But that was never considered hardcore. So by definition, it would be hard to really stand out in the military being a woman, just by definition. There's other situations that that are like that, when there's a running group in where you work and you're not a runner,
and you're not a runner for your own reasons.
Yes. And the boss is the runner and he's in the group. And so the guys who are in his running group, it could be a poker game. It could be running.
It could be Friday night at the bar.
Yeah. Friday night, happy hour, those things, and it can go both ways. I know that, this is Army, but when I was in the Army, we had a Hispanic first sergeant, and he seemed to prefer other Hispanic sergeants in terms of helping them get promoted and that sort of thing.
Of course.
When we had an African-American, he did the same.
Mm.
And I don't remember ever having a white one while I was there, but that power-based structure can go and often in many, many different directions. But here's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
When it's baked in a family, and often in a family, it could be based on gender. It could be based on who's mom and dad's favorite, or mom's favorite, or dad's favorite.
Correct.
Maybe dad is an athlete and wants boys. Maybe mom is some sort of debutante and wants a performer. Or it could be for reasons that are just seemingly
correct.
Not even logical.
In my family, let me just jump in and say, in my family, it wasn't logical.
Yeah.
It was not logical at all. My older brother, of course, he was the favorite of everyone. And because he was a male.
Yep.
That's exactly right. And first. And then my older sister, she was considered the princess. And she could do no wrong. Then I came along.
Patricia was the bad one.
I was considered to be the bad one.
Absolutely
the black sheep. In other words, it didn't make any difference what I did, how I did it, when I did it, why I did it, whatever it was, even if it was something really good, I was never good enough.
But even in this time, you were the go-to person. Mm-hmm. You were the one that got things done.
Yes.
But because you were the bad one.
Yes.
There was another one who was a big thing was that your sister was the pretty one.
Yes.
And it's really, objectively, they look very, very, very
we
similar.
We do.
Yeah.
Look
similar. You know, yes. But to say that one's the pretty one, one's not, it's completely
right.
Subjective.
Well, and, you know, and I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, but I was always considered daughter number two. And that was not a positive thing
yes.
at all.
And, you know, you were often punished for things that your sister did because it was assumed that you were the bad one.
And that I had done something wrong.
You know, I've seen this often where the people that are discredited in some way, mm-hmm. they're invisible.
Oh, yeah.
So whether it's a family, whether it's a work situation, they've talked about this with people of color, even gender-based.
Correct.
You know, when a man speaks up, everybody listens. When a woman speaks up or a black woman speaks up, it's not heard.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's when it's baked in. So what do you do about that?
Yeah.
You know, you always work on what's for you.
You start with your story.
Start with yourself. Now, here's hope for you that are, if you're feeling hopeless right now and say, yeah, it's baked in, I see it, but, you know, I don't know what to do about it.
And there's nothing I can do.
Here's the hope.
Okay.
In the age of Aquarius, it's created an energy. The age of Aquarius is an energy age that supports a more democratic structures over those that seek to have power, just to have power, to have their own power maintained.
Correct.
So, that's why you see it. You see it all in our politics. Everything's kind of breaking down.
Yes.
The quote unquote, the people who were used to be in power are not in power like they used to be.
And they're considered less powerful than they ever were before. And for a lot of reasons, there is no actual objective reason for that.
Yes. So if you need power, if you want power, clear the negative energy that keeps you from your power.
Mm-hmm.
And for each person, that's unique. It's based on your emotional family story. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's programmed into you.
Correct.
And even when it changes, I know that what's, I think is interesting about your family is that you're still close to them geographically.
I am.
Your sisters are all around you.
Yes, they
literally.
Are.
And
they are.
There's been a shift.
Yeah.
But what we've noticed, and you know, you're just, this is kind of a secret. So I'm telling you, the audience, because you're
great.
You're our peeps. But the shift happened more quickly with your family, but within you, it's been slower, slower.
And what he's talking about is my family is actually seeing that I have these gifts, I'm going to call them gifts of, I can get this done, I can do that, I see this, I know that kind of thing. And I still struggle to believe that I have all of that.
Yeah.
And that it has any value.
And so what do you do about that? Will you clear the programming?
I do.
Of being the black sheep, bad one.
The ugly one. Yes. Things like that. And by the way, it works, everybody. It works.
So you always have to start with the energies of yourself.
Yes.
When you're deciding on an option, you always have to see, well, what's the best option for me personally? It's not about what's the best option, because that makes it like a machine. Like this, the same decision would be best for everyone.
Correct. When it wouldn't be. But here's one little caveat I need to say there. When we try to make the best decision for ourselves personally, a lot of people go into, I'm going to take all of this situation and make it personal for myself, and then of course get angry and mad and all of those things. But when you're using
that's not what we're talking about.
That is not what we're talking about. And when you're using the ecosystem approach, that those sort of things, you get clarity about them. You can clear them, and you do come out with the best decision
for you.
for you.
But in order to do that, and what's missing in most of that is that it requires self-knowledge.
It really
does. And how do you get self-knowledge?
Yes.
Applying the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. And
knowing yourself, you know, and the ecosystem approach is all about knowing yourself and understanding yourself and applying that in the world and everything specifically to you.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't is often situational and responsible for society's prejudices and unfairness.
Mm-hmm.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't is always an energy that needs to be cleared. Some are easily cleared and others are more root. They're more long-term.
Correct.
Always start with the energies, the life stories within you first.
Yes.
That gives you the best results. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach shows you how to clear the dark energies attached to you and keep you from your power and perspective.
Right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about specific things to clear, to overcome damned if you do, damned if you don't, whether it's situational or power-based. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about specific things to clear, to overcome damned if you do, damned if you don't, whether it's situational or power-based. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, how can we help those in the audience overcome damned if you do and damned if you don't? And how do they get started?
Okay, we have to say this. This is our disclaimer.
Okay.
It's not easy, and it doesn't happen quickly, but it can be one of the most satisfying things you can do.
Yes.
Now, there's 1,000 programming methods that'll tell you how to have power for yourself. The problem is that they don't work. They're not about getting the authentic power that's within you that is organic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
in other words, you came in with it.
But those methods seem quicker, easier to implement, those.
And they're really expensive, by the way.
They can be. And the problem is that when they don't work, mm-hmm. you've wasted a lot of time. If you just focus on this, the ecosystem approach, it takes longer, but the rewards keep coming and coming and coming.
And you know what? I need to say this. We didn't actually, when we first started the ecosystem approach, we didn't exactly know where it was going to end up. We'll say it that way. And I remember going to a Thanksgiving dinner, and I had been using the ecosystem approach. I'm going to give you a timeline here, since approximately February of that same year. And that's approximation. And when I went into the house where Thanksgiving was being held, more than one, actually, there was three different people that came up to me and said, "What have you done? What have you been doing? What have you been doing with yourself?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And they said, "You not only look different, but your energy feels different. And well, I don't think I've seen you be this happy in a really long time."
And here's the caveat. That's a great example, because if the people that are holding power over you,
yes,
the ones that in your life, they were dead at that point.
Oh yeah, meaning my parents.
Your dad, your mom,
yes,
your
that's
stepdad.
Correct. Yes, my stepmoms.
Yeah,
yes.
they weren't there. So they were the ones that held that frame of your being the bad one, the black sheep, all those things.
Right.
So it was easy to change. Now, if you the same situation happened and you went to a dinner with your mother, for example.
Yes.
She might not see it at all. It might be completely invisible to her.
And by the way, I happen to know my mother's story. She would have seen it, because my mother did have intuition and she could see things, but her jealousy would have gotten in the way. And by the way, knowing not only your story, but understanding other people's story that you're connected
and
to
how it relates to
and
you.
How it relates to you is really important.
So that jealousy, she would have doubled down to make sure that you didn't have power in the family.
Exactly.
Even more so than before.
That is
so
correct.
So every situation is different, but I guarantee you, for you personally, if you're listening to this, mm-hmm. you that power comes from this knowing that's in your essence, your soul.
Yeah.
And when that's uncovered,
yeah.
there's nothing that can get that can disrupt it.
And the way it feels and the way how you react to that change in your personal energy is pretty awesome.
You know, it's part of your emotional story.
Yes.
It takes a while. Everybody's emotional story is different. So how long it takes is based on that.
Yes.
It's, you know, if we gave you a formula, then we would be lying to you, because it's not based on, you're not a machine.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the machines are not the same, and
exactly.
you're not the same.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you start to uncover your emotional story,
right.
it can be amazing. So,
So
let's talk about it. When it's situational,
okay.
and you need to make a decision, you have to choose between option A or option B. Sometimes there's option C, there's mm-hmm. multiple options.
Okay.
The best way to know is based on knowing yourself, because the best option is the best option for you.
Right.
So it the best option for you might not be the best option for me.
Correct.
And so forth. So, mm-hmm. but that requires a certain level of self-knowledge.
Yes.
And we're trained not to look inside for the answers.
All of us are trained.
We're
That's
trained
programming.
To say, what do the experts say, you know, in this situation, what's the best option to
Correct.
Take care of, you know, and that always leaves you personally out.
Yes.
So, self-knowledge comes from applying the ecosystem approach, do the clearing, use the Enneagram to guide what to clear.
Correct.
All that represents the negative energy that's attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your astrology natal chart as a guide to who you are authentically.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty interesting.
when you start to remove the compulsions of the Enneagram, of your Enneagram type, right, then your natal chart starts to come forward in a way that's kind of exciting.
Yes.
So, yes. So,
and it also gives you other choices that are,
you may not have considered.
Exactly.
So the best way to choose between option A and B is to pick one and then make it the best one.
Right.
So if you want a strategy, if you want a little formula, this is it. If you have A or B, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Pick one.
Okay.
And then decide to make it the best one. How do you make it the best one? Well, you clear. Yeah. So whatever option you choose is going to be the best one.
Correct.
And keep clearing so it is the best one.
Exactly. Because when you're clearing, you believe it or not, when you remove the negative energies that have been blocking you from your clarity, that's part one more time. That's about your story. When you remove the negative energies and you gain an ability to see, I call it do a 360 walk. In other words, do a walk about all the way around what the situation is. It's phenomenal, the things that you can see.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to implement a decision. So you've decided on A or B and okay, you're going to make it the right decision.
Okay.
Well, the energy of implementation is also very, very important.
Correct.
And keep clearing so that implementation is right. Correct. Now I go back to the example about the movie Hitch.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and he was trying to have him be more sophisticated. And in this particular situation, it was Hollywood funny.
Yes.
That he was kind of a dork, but the woman liked his dorkness.
Yes.
So in that case, it
worked.
It worked, you know. And if he was our client, we would have had him clear for the best outcome for him.
For him.
And obviously, it could have been our client because it worked out because she liked the dorkiness.
Yes, so, exactly.
So the energy that you use is often more important than the decision that you make. So if you're implementing a decision and you're saying, oh, okay, I chose option B, but I'm not sure. And then you have second guessing yourself and you have doubts and fears and worries.
Talk about a time and energy taking.
And yes, you're sabotaging that implementation.
Exactly.
So the energy of implementation is, even if you choose the bad decision that you think is the worst one, but if you say, yeah, well, I'm going to make this good. I'm going to make this work.
Right.
You know?
And how you do that is through clearing.
Through clearing. And yes, and then knowing yourself, too.
Exactly.
So
exactly,
you can clear what's specific to you.
You know, Jason, structural, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Talk about that for just a minute.
That requires a confidence when you go out into the world, mm-hmm, and with light and confidence to claim your place. Mm-hmm. And you may not understand this completely, but your essence is the source of the most power for you in the world.
Yes.
And you don't get it by programming yourself to it, standing in the mirror and saying, I'm great 1,000 times. It doesn't work. Affirmations, they don't work. But uncovering, knowing what's to uncover in your essence and uncovering that, there's a power that's unique to you that is amazing.
Yes.
And that's when you stand up in the world. So maybe you're in one of those classes of people, whether it's gender, color,
okay,
education, mm-hmm, whatever it is, that people don't attribute power to.
Correct.
You can just, once you access that place, the light and the power that you have in the world, and you say, here I am, world, people take notice.
Yes,
and
they
it do. Doesn't matter whether you're a woman of color, whether you're a tall, fat, short, you know,
exactly,
you have a strange accent, you have a bump on your nose, whatever it is, you say, wait, here I am, world.
Okay, fine.
Here I am, world. And there's an energy about it that people say, whoa.
Exactly. Exactly. And the best part about it is when you use the ecosystem approach, by the way, when you begin, I'll talk with just the beginning of taking your power. You know, we think that, oh, I can have power between 9 to 5 during my job. I guarantee you that is not how it works. You have power all the time, and your power gets stronger and has more clarity the more you use the ecosystem approach.
That doesn't mean
that's awesome.
Doesn't mean you don't have moods. So you feel empowered today and then tomorrow you don't feel so empowered. That's normal and part of But yes, of course. As you start clearing stuff away, yes, it becomes more and more and more constant and consistent.
Exactly.
It's really amazing.
Exactly. So, you know, there's one more thing I think we should really talk about.
Yes.
And we're going to take just a minute to talk about it. When you're in a situational situation, oftentimes it's negative energy. When it's a power situation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Between two people, you think, oh, I can't do anything about it. Well, whether you realize it or not, we don't talk about this very often, but this is really important. There is always energy between two people, or a group of people and two groups of people. When you clear the negative energy between you and someone else, you and a group, or two groups, things like that, you would not believe the clarity and the power that can happen, not only for you, but for everyone in the situation.
Now, there's a caveat there with that too.
Okay.
Which is, there's some people you see them and say, nothing's going to happen there, you know.
And you make that decision.
You make that decision.
You gain that clarity.
But yes, normally, when there's someone who seeks to have power over you,
yes,
and you understand them clearly enough, and you understand yourself clearly enough, yes, you can clear so that they can see that their power is linked to your power.
Exactly.
Or linked to you and somehow,
right,
so that you can get what you want.
And not to mention, when that happens, oftentimes the other people see it as being a game.
Yes.
And that, so.
And so if you can see it in the way they see it, that can help you for you personally.
Exactly.
You know,
and clear the negative energies that are keeping you from your power.
Playing the game effectively.
Exactly.
So you can have what you want in that situation.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Damned if you, damned if you don't, always starts with you, your essence, and the dark energy programming from your life.
Correct.
The best way to overcome situational damned if you do, damned if you don't, is to choose an option and make it by clearing the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Structural damned if you do, damned if you don't, requires you evolve and overcome the unfairness with a positive, strong energy from you that comes from within you.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have this light and power that comes from within yourself.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear the damned if you do and damned if you don't energies in your life, so you aren't a victim, very big word there, to these dark energies. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul connects with your soul and shines a light for your soul. Damayanti, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to clear the damned if you do and damned if you don't energies in your life so you're not a victim to these dark energies of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Jason, you ready?
So
you know what we forgot to tell everybody how to do clearing?
It's very simple. So you can stand, sit, lay down.
Mm-hmm.
You can be walking. You don't have to be in any sort of special posture.
No.
And so when we say, and to eliminate, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up all those energies, feelings, sometimes barriers, veils, and illusions, gather them up, blow them into the processor. Jacob, you can put up a picture of the processor now.
Thank you. That would be great.
If you're listening right now, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, and there's a picture that you can download and put on your desk that shows the picture of the processor.
Exactly. Exactly. And then after that, we're going to activate Life Force when we get there. I'll talk about that then.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that damned if you do, damned if you don't are energies that can be cleared.
Nice and easy. Take a breath.
Gather up those barriers.
And throw them in, blow them and throw them into that processor. And if you don't have a processor, or at least you know what one looks like, use a garbage can for now.
Yep.
And then go to our website, definitely. And we're going to shorten it a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that when I have multiple choices, the best option does not always bring the best outcome. Using the ecosystem approach will help you with all of that. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have when I need to make a choice or a decision. Mm-hmm. That worry, stress is worse than which
gets in your way.
Which choice you make.
Exactly.
So take that, put it into the processor.
And to eliminate the any feelings of hurt, fear, shame that happens if I dare make a bad decision. Take a breath.
A lot of people have been programmed that if you make a bad decision, oh my gosh, it's going to be the worst thing.
Exactly.
So here we go. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how dark energy around power creates unfair and toxic structures.
Oh, yes. Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that when I remove dark energy from my essence, I love this, I'll have confidence.
That's where it comes from.
It does. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I am powerless if I make a bad decision, when the truth is I can clear for a good outcome.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the barriers so I can see that starting with my emotional life story is the best to overcome damned if you do and damned if you don't. Take a breath. And by the way, everyone, that is exactly where I started.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment that I have in structural damned if you do, damned if you don't situations, I can always clear to have power for myself to overcome those structural situations.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to picking an option with a difficult decision and clearing to make it work for me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that self-knowledge is essential to choosing the best options for all my decisions.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about damned if you do, damned if you don't situations that just gets in my way. Take a breath. You don't need it. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the barriers, so I can see that structural and cultural damned if you don't is best overcome with your own personal evolution.
Yes.
That comes from using the ecosystem approach. Yes.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that my energy, light, and personal power is the best way to overcome cultural damned if you do and damned if you don't situations. All of us have been in that. Take a breath. You don't need that. Take a breath. Are we ready to activate some life force? Here we go. Follow me, everyone. It's basically the same process. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and have fun and have the clarity and awareness and objectivity that I need so that I can see and know damned if I do, damned if I don't situations in my highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have light and personal power so I can easily overcome damned if you do, damned if you don't in my life.
Exactly. Take a breath. Let that go in right through the top of your head. It'll go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and throw away any negative energy left over. And to eliminate so I can trust and understand that approaching damned if I do, damned if I don't is an energy situation. And it's the most helpful if I use the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on my emotional story to overcome the damned if you do, damned if you don't situations.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity one more time, but also have the ability to know what and who is in my best interest in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation so that I can get through anything in life and know that I've done what's right. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, this is kind of exciting for me. The title doesn't sound that exciting, but it really is. Marketing yourself or your business.
Yeah.
Because marketing at the core is energy.
Yes.
And you can clear your way to that. There's all these techniques and things you can do to market yourself, to be an influencer, to do all those things. But at the end of the day, it's your energy.
Yes.
And when you walk into a store, it's the energy. When you're going to choose to buy something online, it's the energy.
Yes.
You know, we're going to talk about how to create that for yourself personally in your career, or if you have a business, for your business.
Well, and, you know, and I want to say that Jason has a educated business background, but he has taught me so much with the subtle energies of clearing regarding marketing and business. I'm amazed at it.
All the things that I was taught in business really doesn't make any sense, because the things that you're taught to do is to bring about the energy. Right. Why not just work on the energy specifically?
In other words, go straight for it.
Go straight for it.
Yes, it's pretty interesting. So by chance, did today's show touch your heart? I know it touched mine. Has it made you think of things that
you damned if you damned if you don't
damned if you exactly that you've never considered before? It certainly has me. So that's definitely Jason. Go ahead.
So if you want to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life, here's how to take the next steps.
Okay.
You can listen to the show every week.
Right.
We always have the clearings at the end.
Right.
Clearings are cumulative. The more you do, the better off you are.
I love that.
We do these shows so you can have different perspectives on how to implement an energy approach to your life in all different situations.
Exactly.
Whether it's for your health, whether it's for, you know, your office politics, whether it's for your relationships, whether it's to find love in your life, it doesn't matter. It's all about an energy approach.
And the best part is that what we're trying to teach all of you is how you can use the ecosystem approach for every single thing that happens in your life.
So if you want to do that, you have to go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. It's all one word, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section.
Yeah.
You'll get our weekly clearing list and newsletter, and you'll be tapped in. So you can't listen every single week. At least you can get the clearings. Do the clearings all the time.
Yes.
We have people put them on their phones, and they just keep doing them.
Right. And of course, we've heard people say, I'm having a bad day. I just need to hear your voice.
And
what they're talking about is they need to feel the energy.
Feel the energy.
Yes.
So, and then go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. All of our videos are there. You can see us. You can like us. Please like us while you're there.
Yes.
And so we're good. So,
okay. So with that said, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.